This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, before the children's devotion, I just want to remind you, children, of this part. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. That happened on Easter. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. I'll invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion. Be right up here. You're going to need to look at this box here. I'm going to turn this off so you don't look at that. I don't want you to get blinded by that because sometimes people look at that. All right. All right. Just so you know, I have this box here. Make sure it's on there. Hey, this box is going to help us understand something. Hi there. Come on. There's time. There's room. To help us understand, let's say that this box is you. Okay? Well, it's not actually you, but I mean, it's like you. It's everything that you, it's your life. So in this box would be what? What would you like to play with? Toys. Oh, yeah, toys, yeah, definitely. And your favorite food? What's your favorite food? You got a favorite food? Candy, yeah. Yeah? Your ribs. Oh, you like ribs, yeah. Oh, yeah. Barbecue sauce, yeah, all right. So inside this, all the things that make life, okay? What? Mac and cheese, that was my favorite. It still is, by the way. I like mac and cheese. So what happens is Thomas ran into a problem that we run into. And this is the problem that he ran into. Are you ready? His problem is this. He sometimes thought that his life was resting on all those things that he saw around him. Like he's resting on his friends and his family. It's resting on all the fun things they like to do. And then what happens when you get rid of the friends and the family? Oh, well, all right. It's still there, right? Yeah, but what happens when you not only get rid of the friends and the family? What happens when you get rid of the toys? And what happens when you get rid of life? Oh, what happens then? What happens when that last thing that you're depending on comes away? What happens when all those friends, what happens, and you should see Josiah's face right now. He's saying, "Pastor, it's going to be really noisy when that falls off there." What happens then? Here it comes. Ready? Whoa! How cool is that? It looks like it should fall down. I thought it was going to, but it's not. This is exactly how a Christian's life is. Things will happen in your life. I'm telling you, things are going to happen that you're going to say, "I'm going to fall down. I just know I'm going to fall. I just know. And you need to understand what God says. God says, "I'm alive." He says, "Peace be with you." And in some really cool words, he says, "Your sins are forgiven." So he gives us all these kind of cool things throughout our life. Friends, family, toys, special food, but all that is just nothing. It's just nothing compared to knowing who he really is, because he will keep you standing even when everything else goes away. So let's talk to Jesus. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for coming back to life again. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for going right up to Thomas and reminding him that when you are alive, that is the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it feels like. Doesn't matter what my history is. Lord, you know me through and through. And because you live, I will live. Because you live, my sins are gone. And because you live, no matter what happens, I will always stay standing on you. Even though it looks like I should fall over. Jesus' name, amen. Now you may quietly go back to your seats, and I'll leave this out here just to make sure that everybody is aware that there's no... There you go. Of course, now I don't know what I did with my... There it is. Today we're looking at this moment. Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger where the nails were, put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." You and I have all been here. We've all been here where Thomas was. We have all been at a place where we are sure that God is somehow forgotten. Or if he's not forgotten, it's so far down on his to-do list that he's never going to get around to it. We have been at Thomasville, where he was living. And where was Thomas living? Well, he was living in Jerusalem, hanging around with the other believers. He was all bummed out. He was sad. Why? Because Jesus had died, and Thomas knew dead. He knew what dead was like. He knew the Romans were very efficient at killing people. He had seen it done before. This is a common occurrence that the Romans did to those bad criminals to keep them off the streets and to make sure that everyone would know what a criminal does and how he does not get away with it. When the Romans are in charge, they crucified them, the worst. And the worst of the worst they put in the middle so he would know exactly what happens to the worst of the worst. And he knew where Jesus was. He knew that Jesus had been crucified. He knew all that. Dead is dead. That's where Thomas was. It's too late. That's where Thomas was. I had wished so much and now it's all gone. That's where Thomas was. 2 weeks ago, I was really happy and now I'm just really bummed out and there's no reason to go on. That's where Thomas was. We've all lived there. It's not a pleasant place to live. Dark thoughts, not a pleasant place at all. Now, Thomas had a bunch of friends. His friends were Christian. And they told him, Jesus is alive. Thomas was living in Thomasville, and he said no. I want you to notice something here. Thomas had a bunch of Christian friends. Thomas had a history of hanging around with these Christian friends and a history of hanging around Jesus. And guess what? There came a time in Thomas's life where that all evaporated. And the friends didn't help. You and I need to always be aware that it's not the Christian friends at church that keep us bucked up. Because Thomas had Christian friends, and that didn't help Thomas. In fact, it solidified his rebellion. Listen to what he says. He says, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." We've all been in this Thomasville too, haven't we? I'm not going to believe unless God jumps through my hoops. I'm not going to trust God unless he does what I want him to do. I'm not going to love and serve him unless God does what I want God to do. Thank you very much. Thomas was placing himself above God, as if God was his servant to do things to make Thomas's life better. He had the whole thing all upside down. His Christian friends were trying to scratch it because they were so full of joy and he was not getting it. They were so full of peace and he was not getting it. So what happens? A week later, they're still gathered together. And this time, Thomas was with them. And Jesus comes and he says, "Peace be with you." And then he walks right up to Thomas. "Take your finger. See my hands. Take your hand. Put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Just like that, he lets Thomas know, I was here last week. I knew exactly what you were saying. I knew how you were troubling these guys. I knew all that. So you want proof, huh? Okay, he walks right up to him and he says, put your finger here, see my hands. Take your hand, put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Notice what he does not do. He doesn't say, Thomas, haven't you been paying attention for the last 3 years? Have you forgotten everything that your parents have taught you your whole life long about who I am? Have you forgotten the countless miracles, the feeding of the 5,000, the raising of the dead, the healing of the lepers? What is going on with you, Thomas? Jesus did not say, I told you so, Thomas. If you would have been paying attention, I told you so. Jesus said none of that. Thomas comes face to face with the only person in the room who could have sent a lightning bolt down and fried him right there. And what happens? The only person in the room who had authority and power to judge him on the spot walks up and shows him unbelievable mercy. Mind-boggling kindness. He says, go ahead. Here I am. And while Thomas is all flabbergasted, probably waiting for the hammer to come down, Jesus says, stop doubting. Believe. Stop doubting and believe. If you want to memorize a Bible verse, there is one to memorize. Stop doubting and believe. And what did Thomas do when he was confronted by the Lord of the universe, the Lord of life and death, standing right in front of him, telling him not to doubt, to trust? Thomas goes down to his knees and he says, what you and I say, my Lord and my God. He knew who he was. Jesus had finally cracked and crushed his stubborn heart and replaced it with a live, breathing heart, a breathing heart that breathed in heaven's air, that understood what God said when he said, peace be with you. Your sins are forgiven. If you tell anyone their sins are forgiven, they're forgiven. If you don't tell them, they're not. In this little section in John, a little section. Just read it at home. John chapter 20. Today, sometime today, go home and read that. Three times Jesus says in that chapter, peace. Peace. He knows that in this world we have trouble. He says, peace. I have overcome the world. Yeah, but Lord, you don't know. And he says, oh yeah, what don't I know? I know suffering. I know pain. I know sickness. I know death. I know heartache. And I know and I breathe life. And I know and I breathe mercy and forgiveness. This is the moment I want you to etch in your brains. This was etched in Thomas's brain to the day he died. This is a living, breathing faith that reminds you, reminds me, reminds everyone around you that you do not serve a dead God in a tomb somewhere in Palestine. You and I serve the living God who is right here today. He knows everything going through your minds. He knows all the plans you made for today. And he's already checking to make sure that everything works out for your eternal good. This is the God we serve. And that's how come it doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter if it should fall over. It doesn't. Because our lives are resting solidly on Jesus Christ, who has said, I will never let the righteous fall. In the name of the living God whom we serve, listen to what he tells you. He says, stop doubting and believe. In his name, so let us live this week. Amen. And now may God's peace which goes beyond all human understanding. Guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.